Hello and welcome to the UK's Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. This is my lovely Charlotte.
And this is my lovely Paul.
We're here to enthrall and tantalise you in the UK swinging scene.
The positives and negatives of our beautiful community and help to correct many common misconceptions about the swinging lifestyle. From the purely social aspect of the scene to the damn right sexy and obscene.
And with 10 years on the scene, we feel we can take all you newbies under our wing and show you orally all the wonders of the scene, if you're brave enough.
Hello.
Hello.
It's us again.
Sexy perverts. We need to stop doing an intro, Paul, because we forget we've got an intro attached.
Yeah, I know,
to
but it's just honesty when we start talking, because if we didn't, it wouldn't flow right.
So, since our last episode of speaking to the amazing Matt about the upcoming festival, which is like 5 weeks away, Paul.
Yes.
That is coming so fast.
Costumes are coming together.
Very nicely. Although we're not mentioning them.
No, of course not. That would have given the game away.
Let's just say Paul's looking pretty spectacular over there. That is all I'm saying.
I'm not going to even give any hints.
Yeah, very spectacular. And Paul is working on my next weekend because he is that awesome. He's my little architect, aren't you? Building stuff for those beautiful big hands of yours.
It's just cosplay, darling. It's nothing special.
Oh, cosplay is sexy, though, especially when you put pigtails on it.
Well, anyway. Yours will mostly paint.
So, all we've done since that episode was we managed to do the Manchester, because we did the very informal interview with Matt in the back of his 4x4 at service.
On the lay-by. So classy.
On the way back from Manchester. That's us, though.
It's not the most fun we've had in a lay-by, but, you know.
You're trying to say we're not classy?
No, I'm just saying I've had lots of fun in lay-bys.
Don't forget, there's quite a lot of people on the scene that don't mind a good lay-by.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a lay-by.
It's better than a drive-by anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. That's so politically incorrect, isn't it?
You're just wrong, then.
You know, I apologise. I deal with the awfulness of the world with humour.
I'm not sure entirely. I'd have the self-control, you know. To shoot at just the right time as a drive-by. You know, I'm not even sure I'd catch a window.
Becoming more and more popular now. It's getting warmer out there. It's been beautiful the last week, especially in the south of the country.
Some of the websites are very hot, hotting up.
Yeah.
You can tell the temperature's rising because the juices are flowing.
Oh, there's more pictures being uploaded and there's more people using the Pineapple app. Everyone is just really, really happy.
Oh, you mean the Pineapple app that we've just had an interview with?
Yes, the Pineapple app.
That we should be attaching to the end of this podcast.
Exactly.
Oh, what a lovely segue that was.
There has been, I know, thank you very much. There has been some amazing app updates the last week as well, which look really interesting.
Yep.
On all of our social media platforms, plus I will link it with this episode, there is a 7-day code that you can use.
Right.
Even if you have an account or if you don't have an account.
Just for clarity, the Pineapple app is a new swingers website app.
And it's built by swingers.
For swingers. By swingers, round swingers, and generally encapsulating swinging.
Yeah.
But it's more social than that, you know.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of people that have had their doubts, as with anyone. Everyone's going to be a little bit concerned and a bit worried. Yeah, I mean,
it's new. People don't like change.
And I think people can be a little bit naive when it comes to how complicated it is to building a site on the, you know,
they've got old school competition to compete with, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to put lines in the sand of it's not like this or not like that or
exactly.
Not like that.
Exactly. It's all about coming out with something new, coming out with something more social and something people can actually use to meet other people.
Yeah.
It's all about networking, isn't it?
It's all gold. And we went up to see Matt's new club, didn't we?
Yes. We did.
Yes.
To share.
Yeah, we went up to D2S. That was good.
That was amazing. We finally met the owners of the Pineapple app.
Yeah.
And the club is absolutely amazing. Again, I will link them to this episode. I cannot believe Matt managed to pull that round in the short time he had, Paul.
Yeah, I think he had 2 weeks to do it.
He had just shy of 2 weeks.
You could just about smell the fresh paint, but that was it.
Yeah, it was amazing. And although it is in the corner of a big, busy town, you've got a vanilla club next to it, you've got a stripper bar opposite it.
Yeah, it's not exactly discreet, but still.
Yeah, it isn't that bad. Let's just say me and Shah enjoyed
flashing everyone,
especially those really nervous boy racers in the cars. Yeah, they looked like they had seen dinosaurs walking out there.
Yeah, they nearly swerved.
No, these were the pod ones, Paul.
I know, I was being funny. That was an alright weekend.
Yeah, that weren't bad at all. Bit of a drive, but worth it. How long did it take us in the end?
2.5, maybe
3. 2.5 hours. It was a nice clean drive though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No problems.
Grantham ain't that far.
No, it's not far at all. And after we went to the club.
Yeah, it's good to have mates because we ended up crashing over
at Shaw and Bry's. And they were phenomenal hosts. Do you want to say thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts?
That was a nice day. Morning.
It was.
Something, I think it turned into an afternoon at their place.
It did, yeah. We were sitting in your garden, weren't we? Chatting about all sorts for like 3-4
hours.
Sorry,
I nearly lost your cat.
Yeah. Only us, though. But no, thank you so much for being such amazing hosts. Like, we cannot wait to see you.
Busy, mates.
We've also been down to see Mark and Zoe in Devon. Or are you or are you saying we also went up to Penthouse? Because quite sure which also you mean.
No, we did. We saw Zoe and Mark, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had an amazing bank holiday weekend with those two lovelies.
Took us out on the water. Had a nice weekend.
Yeah, we got there, didn't we?
The hot tub was nice.
Hot tub was nice. We had an amazing play, which we wasn't expecting. So that was an
add-on
bonus. It was
always a bonus.
It was.
When you have kinky friends, kinky things happen.
And I am actually working on a blog post at the minute about that moment.
Oh, you're still flowing that out, are you?
Yeah, I'm still flowing that out because it's beautiful. I like to take my time. And obviously, since the last episode, I've finished the degree.
Yes.
I submit my last piece of work. I'm not going to say I'm 100% passed because I could have failed that last 35% worth piece of work.
I think it was amazing, so it'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm hoping I've passed. But yeah, at this current moment in time, I've finally finished the degree so I can relax and do
it. And she is so bored not having something to focus on.
I am currently, believe it or not, don't mean to segue from what we've done. But the last couple of days I've been working on a leaflet style mini book. For newbie couples and single people about the
thing. Worst comes to worst, I'll just put it on the website.
Well, yeah, I wanted to somebody. I really would like, so it's free, and I'd like it so people can download it and it's on their phone at all times.
That's fine.
Like a little swinging Bible, as it were, to refer to whenever you need to. Sometimes, you know, if you haven't got the experience, if you haven't got the know, you know, all of these rules and kind of almost regulations, it's hard to remember, you know, and sometimes
even
you
if
need
it's
that.
Just the names, you know, you get people say something and you've got no idea what it is and you can't remember.
Well, it's not so much the names, it's the situations that come from it. If there's something that throws you out and you're not entirely sure how to deal with it, you can just go to your phone, look at this PDF, go through it and remind yourself of all these cool tips and reasons.
The glossary will be divine.
Yeah, it's not so much a glossary. It's like a mini book. Like a little Bible. I'm going to call it the Bible. Bible.
You've gone all religious on us.
I've gone all religious.
Oh, good Lord.
It's going to be a dogma. I'm not really.
Well, to be fair, I'd worship you, so it's fine.
Oh, Vav, stop it, you. No, it's not going to be, it's not going to have any dogmas in it. It's all going to be quite literal and quite logical and, you know, just saying that you take in and you go over. And
it's
hopefully,
more like a copy of the Highway Code.
Yeah, and it'll make you feel better.
Rules of the road.
Yeah, rules of the road. Rules of the path ahead of you.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Paul.
As always.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah, so we had an amazing time in Devon. Like, we are considering maybe taking up on their offer of having their tortoises. I know it's really vanilla and really gay, but I want some.
I know you do some.
Yeah, they were brilliant. We're just like chilling out of our coffee. And they come out, don't they?
First thing in the morning.
And they just freeze and stare at you.
It's like seeing me in the morning. Old, wrinkly, and basically trying to blink out the sun.
And if you don't automatically go and feed them, they just stare at you, and they're like, where's the food? Like, you can see them proper judging you, like, hey, where are you?
Be nice to have quiet pets.
Should I sound more quiet?
Never.
Why are you referring to me as a pet? Do you want no lubator, Paul?
Yes.
I shall bend you over.
Spit. Right, we've gone entirely off piece.
No, but it's like you first thing in the morning. No, you don't like talking to her at all,
do
you?
No, I'm basically...
You just like to nod your head.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, make your presence known, but like, you know, nobody can communicate.
Stick my neck out of it.
Yes, that weekend was brilliant.
Yeah, that was lovely.
And that club, Matt's Club, like,
yeah, D2S is really nice. Again, read the recommendations, see if you like it, but to be fair, we do.
We absolutely love it. I think we've seen a couple of negative feedbacks, predominantly over the layout of the club. Again, it's going to improve the middle bathroom.
It's an existing building. What's he going to do?
Well, he turned the middle bathroom into a wet room with showers pretty damn quickly, and that must took some
the man knows when he's got to get something done, he gets it
done. I'm just saying, with these clubs, they don't just become amazing swinger clubs overnight. They take time. And finances, and networking,
and
work.
And love.
And orgasms.
Yes.
We all know that the more orgasms that take place in a club, the better they become.
Yes, it's like the whole aura of the atmosphere improves. Or is that like aureola? I'm not sure.
It's like a magic.
Yeah.
Like an invisible magic. We all know. Penthouse.
Yes, we went to
that
Penthouse.
That was last weekend.
Yeah, Penthouse was last weekend. We should remember.
We really will get to pleasure soon, though, Paul.
I know. Well, we have got a free weekend.
I know, but the festivals are coming up soon.
I know, you're worried about everything and stressing about everything. I know.
So apart from Devon, we went to Penthouse last week, and I don't know how we managed to, but we managed to go down there,
do an hour recording.
Podcast with them in their hotel, in a lovely Premier Inn, and then get go our shit back together. And have something to eat, get dressed, and then go to the club. When we arrived at our lovely, cheap, but acute hotel, what did we find, Paul?
I can't remember. You put me on the spot now. What did we find? Oh, the pizza place next door. Yeah. Well, you know, it's COVID. Things happen.
Well, we wasn't expecting it to be closed. And according to the lady, apparently they stopped doing pizzas. And apparently the cost of living crisis here. And they had to close. But yeah, so we managed to get ready in about a half an hour flat. Absolutely starving.
Sweating because it was hot. Went to Mackie D's.
Oh, yeah. And I was in my good old vegan leather.
Yeah.
Which is hot, but at least it stretches.
I'm always impressed by the smiles we get when we go into a Mackie D's looking sexy.
We didn't go in, Paul.
No, but drive through.
We usually do.
Yeah.
And we've gone in places and gone to petrol stations. We went to that petrol station once, Paul, and you were in full drag.
Yes.
I mean, the bloke almost broke his knob.
I know, it was amazing.
He was trying to fill his car, and he was trying not to look, and he couldn't get it. Oh, it's funny stuff, man.
The world is a fun place to be in.
I know, but honestly, people go on like, you're Sam Smith in a nursery. Oh!
Just let them have their silly little views. It's fine. But yeah, no, Penthouse was nice. It was a good crowd, good turnout.
Yeah.
The fire dance was all right.
It was amazing. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do feel a little bit out of my comfort zone because it's
we normally go to a bar night and it wasn't that bar. But it was all right.
I spoke to a couple of people on Discord and that, and like there were some people there that we know from the festival.
Yeah.
We saw Rob.
Yeah.
Beautiful Rob, he had a lovely haircut, and we didn't realise he would be there, so that was nice.
Yep.
We had a dance, but strangely enough, we were the only people dancing.
But it was fine, it was a lovely lady horizontal. It was very social and chatty.
It was very social, which again, you know, the scene is social.
Yes.
This is something we try to get out all the time, is that it's not all just, you know, non-stop orgies.
No, you have to make friends with people before you go stick your dick in them. You know, it's kind of a requirement.
I've never had to deal with that when I was a unicorn.
That's because you like dick being stuck in you.
No, I've never really had to deal with that with women either.
I know.
I would just sit on their face.
I know.
They'd even buy them a drink, you know. Just go up to them and go, God, you're really sexy, you know. Like, I would love for you to sit on my face, and they'd do it. It's all it'd take, a sentence. Sometimes they'd walk in there about 10:30 at night.
Yes, sledgehammer.
What?
Yes, sledgehammer.
You know I'm a sledgehammer.
I know, but I'm the softly social.
You're the romantic one.
I try.
You're the one that tries. But I'm just saying, when I was single, I never had to deal with the...
You never had to work for it. It's so hard being a woman, isn't it? All those men are so fucking jealous. You just got to snap your fingers and they come running.
No, not recently.
Oh, I don't know.
I've had a few experiences where I thought they were into me and they were just looking at my outfit and weren't by, so it's... out my comfort zone, but
your ego has shattered like a
cut glass. That bad girls event, you know, the pineapple one we went to at Penthouse last weekend.
Yeah,
like there was a couple of ladies there that were like very one of them was like, well, I'm just sub, you just gotta grab me. And I was like, oh my god, why didn't I grab you?
I know, but yeah,
you'll get back in the swing of it, ain't you? I ain't done it for a while.
You've got to get the road back onto your tyres.
But remember, we did spend 6.5 hours just socialising.
I know. I was very proud of you. You had many conversations.
We had a lie down for 5 minutes at one point and then decided to come out because we were certain the fire lady was tired, weren't we?
No, you were certain the fire lady was
tired. No, it was a collective decision.
Yes, it was a very collective decision.
I was like, is the music changed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that it? Did I get it wrong?
Possibly, I don't know.
Oh.
But yeah, that was all right. Fab's been all right. We've had quite a lot of interest on Fab recently. So
yeah, yeah.
Our account has been busy as usual.
Yeah. We have moments, don't we, where we rev up it?
Yeah, we tend to ignore it sometimes and then check it other times.
I know. Well, now the degree's finished, I can full blown go back.
We can back to being sluts.
There are some amazing forums up at the minute with the festivals.
Oh, splendid.
Matt, believe it or not, has put another 20... Well, actually, tell a lie, that was 2 weeks ago. Matt put up another 20... Yurts, he's ordered another 20, they've all gone. Last time I checked, it was like 8, and the last time I checked, it was like 6. So I think they're pretty much all gone now. So he's what's filled those.
So what's the headcount looking at now?
Probably at 500.
That's not too bad.
And yeah, and I don't over-exaggerate numbers.
I know, I always make things bigger.
I've always gone against you. I think
like every man does.
We all know what you're like with your man inches, don't we?
Oh, yes. They're close to centimetres most of the time.
Well, Swingfield's the first ever one we went to as a couple, like, almost 6 years ago. That Swingfield's, there was a good 500-600 people there, yeah, without a doubt. So I reckon this could be that level.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to push my anxiety levels to the max, but I think I'm willing to.
It's fine. We'll just go back to the tent and bubble if you get worried.
Don't forget, last year you wanted to go back to the tent a couple of times.
I did, because I've got a beautiful wife and I like to snuggle her. I'm sorry.
It's just me.
It may be just my way, but you know, I like to be around
and
you.
And to be honest, like, I don't know where I get on the defence of it. Like, the last 3 years, there's been a massive improvement in my social anxiety. And even our friends can tell that the last couple of festivals have been much better.
You're flowering.
Flourishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at the time of doing this, a lot of the events I was supposed to be mentioning have already gone. They've been and gone, and there was quite a few clubs that we want to go to. Monkey Business, for example. And so the lovely lady that came and found us at Swingathon last year, who runs the Butterfly event. Does she do the Butterfly event?
I think so.
Yeah. And they've got the Carnage Worldwide Carnival, which is the 15th of July, which is still quite a fair bit away. So we can definitely add that in and that. So there's the Summer Social and Play, which is the Pineapple Launch Party at Pandora in Leeds on Saturday 1st of July. The guest list is now open for that. Again, there has been so many new events that we wanted to mention, but by the time we've got this out and by the time it's been published, they're already gone. So it's a little bit too late to mention those actual events.
We are such terrible podcasters.
Yeah, our friend Shah and Bri. Shah is doing her own event now. She's hosting D2S. So yeah, that is going to be absolutely amazing. It's on a Wednesday the 21st of June, which is already gone, but I know she's going to be doing them really regularly there, and she's just going to be amazing at that role. So that's going to be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and there's going to be a buffet lunch involved. It's bring your own alcohol. They sell tea, coffee and soft drinks and all that type of jazz. Yeah, but she's going to be amazing at hosting that. There is quite a few launch parties going on all around the place, to be honest. We went to the one at Penthouse last weekend, which, again, was phenomenal.
They really are putting the effort in.
They are putting their heart and soul into it, which, again, you're about to listen to the interview, so you can make your own minds up about that. But they
maybe,
are doing
maybe we're
it.
Swayed because they're being so open and honest with us.
No, they are doing it. It's going to work, you know, with all apps. You're going to get teething problems. You're going to have bugs. It's a complicated thing to do, to accomplish. And, you know, with some people, they'll either have their hearts in it as well as their money, but sometimes people just have their money in it, and that shows. But with these, you can tell their hearts in it. You can tell they're trying to do something really significant for the scene. And yeah, it's really beautiful.
So I'll segue now into an interview we did with the Pineapple app. It's about 50 minutes long, so buckle your seatbelts and, you know,
you can
pause it and restart it again if you want to. It was quite long.
Like I said, we really got lost in the moment when we were recording that, and we made everyone late. They were supposed to have gone and get to Penthouse for like 6 to set up, and we made everyone late. But, you know, it was worth it. So, yeah, you have a listen. And yeah, the only way you are going to be able to make your mind up is get on the site, use the code that I'm going to attach to this podcast episode, have a play. Remember, though, they have got a lot more coming. It's only been like the last week. They've got new features. They've got new, you know, filters on their search engines, and it's expanding. Every week that's passing, it's getting better and better. And the only way they're going to be able to get bigger and better is the more people sign up to it. So, yeah. So, hope
you're pushing
enjoy
the boat
it.
Out.
Yeah.
Have a listen. Hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hello, you lot.
How is everyone doing today? We are currently at a very beautiful Premier Inn, wasting the lovely sunshine, but
yeah,
it's very much
just,
worth it.
We probably just told you in the episode that we're putting this in, so we're putting this in.
Yeah, so I don't know why you had to say that. But anyway, moving on. So we have the founders of the Pineapple app sitting with us right now, don't we? Would you like to introduce yourself, please? You very lovely people.
Hello, I'm Carl. I'm the founder of the Pineapple app, and I'm absolutely humbled and privileged to be sat here today talking to these guys.
Yeah!
So, yeah.
Oh,
I feel the love.
And I'm the lady. So, yeah, I'm Nikki. I am the partner of the Pineapple Founder, and I have been following his dream for the last 2 years, and I'm so excited, and it's absolutely fabulous to be with you today.
And we are so happy we are here.
Yeah.
You've got an amazing...
premiere in.
I know, lovely premiere in, and it does feel like we wasted the sunshine, but we've got our own sunshine in here, haven't we? My God, that's corny.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well done. You cheese monkey. Well done.
So how are you feeling about Penthouse tonight, first things first?
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. I've never been.
It's amazing.
I've never been.
We are quite new to it as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we've been a couple of times. To be fair, when you go there, just don't walk into the snooker club next door. It's very, very easy to get lost.
I mean, if we didn't have somebody actually come out and grab us, we would have kept going and gone in there, because they have CCTV, so I'm sure somebody's sitting there in reception, kind of like...
I have read something similar to that on a thread somewhere, said, if you're met outside, it's great, but if you're not,
then you can't go where you go. I have heard that It's before. Right behind Tesco's, so the petrol station's right there, so it's a little bit...
You can get fuel, get a loaf of bread.
Exactly, and I'm sure, as we've gone in a few times previously, there are a couple of giggling men, you know, going past with their snookers.
You know what you're doing. It does look good.
It's so
exciting. It's a nice setup, and they keep making it bigger.
The dungeon's had a massive oval.
Yeah, the dungeon's got twice as big now.
Really?
When we first went there, I felt like I needed one of those, you know, like maps you have at the theme park that says you are here. Because some of the rooms are like a maze. So, hopefully, get lost to lots of sexy people, and no one's worrying, are they?
No,
it's nice to find your comfort zone though and go to these new clubs.
Yeah.
Because at one point, I mean, I've been on a certain site for like 18 years, and I only ever went to one club, and I thought that was the bee's knees.
Mm.
But since venturing out, realising these clubs are like a super bloody nightclub.
I dragged him out of his comfort zone.
Really depends where you go in the country.
But you can get bubbled. We've been bubbled. Look how we was with Eureka's and Pleasures. You get used to it, don't you?
You get into your groove.
Yeah.
We found since the app, we've actually ventured more further afield.
It's
amazing. So now we just want to tour the country.
I'd rather travel an hour, two hours, three hours. I find the clubs are just
amazing. Okay, are we having the flat-out race to who gets the camper van first?
Yeah.
I take it this year's swing-a-thon is your first.
Yes. I can't wait for that.
You're going to absolutely love it. It's like Glastonbury, but with hot tubs and orgies.
That is just perfect.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Yeah.
I wanted to go last year, but we never got a chance to go. No. We just drifted past. But this year, we sort of wanted to go and to promote the app.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to message them on every platform and got nothing.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, the tables seem to have switched with the app. And now it's like I've got Matt on my phone.
He's ringing me, messaging all the time.
And
you're not the only one.
Where's this come from?
And of course, the D2S opening as well. That's amazing. I mean, Matt is one of the genuine ones. You know exactly where you stand with them too.
Yeah.
That's one thing we've noticed, haven't we, since we've launched the app. We've met so many new people, and every single person has been so welcoming.
You guys, it's just so friendly. It's lovely. You're not trying to be something different. We hit it off straight away. We just felt like the world is swinging. The best thing for leveling playing fields. You know, if we look at from the outside in and we think about it in terms of all the people we know and you start sticking the badges of their jobs on it, it goes all the way over the scale.
Yeah.
You know, but we're all filthy, we're all the same, we'll get on.
And this is what I mean, it's something we come across on social media platforms, is like there are a lot of people in the vanilla world, they cannot get their fragile heads around the fact that there's people in the police that are swingers.
MPs, there's
people that have got really high-end jobs. Yeah. You can't think in a million years, because it's very secretive, they are still swingers.
Hell, we've had grave diggers. You know, it goes all the way.
Yeah, it does. From the cradle to the grave.
And then, if you're human, you're welcome, let's face it.
Yeah, you are.
And that's one thing about the app that we really, really love, the fact that we are so inclusive. Everybody's welcome. It is very lovely. Every walk of life. In fact, we've got 27 genders you can choose from.
I know, that is amazing. We've got 30 plus kinks.
We've got everything you can imagine. Every pronoun you can imagine.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Right. So, how does the app work for those who don't know?
Yeah, for those who haven't even looked at the app yet, if you were doing your own little...
Your first login will be...
Well, the idea of the app basically compared to everything else on the market is it's totally 100% social. But the idea is, I wanted to, when I go to a club, it's not the fact of just playing, it's the fact of being social with like you guys.
Yeah.
Chatting at the bar, getting that vibe, getting that joking going on, and the little dares going, whatever it may be. Everything I was on for 18 years before that was so mundane, and, you know, if somebody put a status up, that was it. You just let, all you could do is private message that person. You couldn't comment on anything. And so this was designed, so if you put a post up tonight, you are going to Penthouse Playrooms, everyone can comment on it.
That does imply a slight note of risk, because we may all be really lovely and really nice, but we do all gossip like washerwomen.
Well, I don't think it's gossiping's the problem. I think more people are worried of.
Yeah, but no, you know the feuds you get occasionally.
Yeah, but
you
know, I think we're more concerned about
those could come out in nasty, couldn't they?
Look what's happened with Kick the last year.
Oh, good God, that's all gone ridiculous.
Spots. Yeah. Like, we have 1,000 requests. We know none of them are real. They're not real people.
There's not that many 19-year-old girls can be messing me in a day.
The concern is like
the same picture.
Every 15, 20 pictures, it's the same.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I can't believe how many messages I get off Kick wanting to suck my cock. It's like... It's like,
when you're on another site, if you have 10 messages in your inbox, out of them 10 messages, how many of them are actually real?
Yes.
True.
Well, or how many are actually people that, you know, that are actually the ones sending the message, or what they're pretending? Yeah.
Exactly. You know, this is a couple messaging. They've been on for over a year, got no verification.
Yeah, it's a bit,
you know, and you're always...
It is a little bit risky, because you find you'll get a couple that will make a profile, but maybe for whatever reason somebody was lying, they don't actually want to go through with it, but they'll keep the profile going. Yeah. And we've had a couple of meets where a man will turn up and go, "Oh, I'm so sorry, the missus is unwell, and I couldn't message in time," and we're like, "Well, fuck, bye."
Yeah,
it's tough, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good way of leaving.
Part of it scratched off. It's only the male. Or he's under
a corporate
profile.
Even just single blokes. We've had so many, you know, we felt the urge to get a bloke round because I'm feeling the need.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're getting all these messages and it's all going back and forth lovely and it's brilliant. And, you know, he's getting in the shower and then he's getting in the car.
It's all a bit too scripted.
Except the distance to target is not changing.
Yeah.
And then... just as he's about to pull up, the account goes poof and disappears.
Yeah.
Because he's busily exercising.
Yeah, exactly. There is a single man who's had a bad press. And you know, you've been a single man.
Yeah, we've both been there.
You know what it's like. Yeah, it's so hard. The good thing with the app is they have to chat on the thread. Make that effort and get to know people. Yeah. They can't just suddenly message somebody.
As a single male, I was on this other side and... it's like, if in a year, I was lucky if I got 6 messages.
Yeah.
Because no one is interested.
Yeah, you've got to put out 30, 40 messages. You might get one.
Exactly.
And one of them might be a vaguely pity message.
Exactly.
And I ignored it.
It's a game of numbers. I have to sit there.
Oh, she ignored me for 3 months as well.
I ignored him. Because you get 700 messages on there. It's like, oh, forget it.
I remember meeting a female off Fab, and she said, like, right, log into my phone. I won't touch it. And you have a look. And I will, and you can see how many messages I've got.
Yeah.
And it's like 900 and something of messages. It's like,
You put a status up if you're a female.
We're not into that. It's not going to happen. So it's a social feed. Everyone can join in. The single men get a chance.
Again, how open does the feed have to be? Only because we encounter quite a lot of what we refer to as fab straight guys.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the last time I checked it, you have a feed where it's dressed people, right, you know, and you have the rooms.
A public feed.
Yeah, so
things are going to evolve and they will change, but at the moment we've got public feed, so everything has to be pretty much dressed, no genitalia, things like that.
Before we get to that stage, you have to drop in the fact of verification.
Yes.
Every single person has to be verified.
Yeah.
That's the difference as well.
Which will scare people off. Yes. You know,
it's intended to.
Yeah. The very type of it is intended. For starters, there's a fee that will scare off
a lot of people.
I don't know why, though. It's definitely worth it.
You're going to have to submit some ID. That's going to scare off some people. So you wasn't automatically diminishing your market share.
Yeah. If you're a natural fake on other sites, and you think you're going to come on here and do the same thing that happened.
Are you finding you're getting a lot of fakes?
A hell of a lot.
We've deleted over 800 of profiles, haven't we? At least 800.
When we launched, when we went into beta phase 2 weeks prior, we only wanted 250 people.
We ended up with
2,500 people
without
2 weeks. And we actually deleted off out of them 800 people, which were fake.
Wowzer.
Yeah, we will.
It's a lot of people.
That's scary, that. And we were perusing the app, and we just bumped in our location with like 600 miles.
Yeah, it was up to 500 max, I think.
Yeah, 500 miles.
But
we were only getting like sort of 100, 150 hits.
I don't know if it's to do with the fact that have we put in our location.
You can either set your location.
You set your location, that will make a difference. Yeah. And also, if other people haven't put their location in, they won't show up.
Make us sounding completely like slags, but of that 150...
As opposed to...
Okay, what we really are, the slags. But yeah, of those 150 profiles, we've recognised at least half.
Yeah, well, I think we would do, because there's a lot of people that ambassadors that are that we kind of know through, if not in person
online
anyway.
The cream floats to the top of the barrel, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that or the shit floats to the top of the septic.
Like I said, it's evolving all the time, and the beauty of our app is that because we've built it from the ground up.
You have done amazing.
Everything will evolve and change if somebody wants.
No bots involved with the notification. There's nothing. There's actually physically people. We've got staff sitting there doing it.
It's amazing. You know,
we can't
do this? Is anything wrong? If there's something wrong, we shout each other over. Well, let's check this. If it looks remotely, that's fake. Delete. Yeah. Not interesting.
Amazing.
Yeah. And to be
fair, it's not about $6.99. It's about that. I don't want that person on there. I want you genuinely talking to me.
You need that community, don't you? Because it's real people.
Before we disappear down the rabbit hole, I'm now going to get a bit Freudy. You think, obviously from our experience of using the app for a very short period of time, in term, it's a swingers app. By very definition, the point of the app is for us to meet other people that are relatively close to us, that are relatively like us,
for
us to have
fun.
It's fine to have all the big bubbly social, but the end result of the end result is to play.
To have passionate mad
love. Do you think there's a lot of people going on there and not putting their location on until they feel more comfortable with the site,
maybe.
And then they will add.
Possibly.
Would hope so, because at the end of the day,
they want to get more people
into it.
Because by very definition of not putting your location on is kind of counterproductive towards the purpose of the app.
Yeah. I'm hoping by the social side of things, with nice, up-to-date photographs of how we are now, will make you feel a little bit more comfortable. In fact, if you know what, we're all on the sick of this boat together.
Yeah.
You know, every picture you see, we're all the same. People get scared by that, don't they?
We've always said it to ourselves and to anybody else who asks. And anybody who else asks who's not in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
What do you do if you meet somebody you know? Well, we say it's because there's mutual blackmail.
We say there's an invisible blackmail line, don't we? Yeah.
We're not going to talk about you because.
Yeah.
You know we're in a lifestyle.
Yeah,
you're not talking about us because we know
it's both ways.
Yeah.
We are in this protective shell bubble of secrecy because we all, for the majority, keep it secret.
And the thing is like it doesn't matter if you call it swinging or ethical non-monogamy. It doesn't matter what you give it as a title. I think a lot of people will still get like polyamorous and swally mixed up. So we would never go off and play separately. Yeah. We wouldn't have a relationship with other people.
We would
together. Yeah. You get people that are polyamorous. Yeah. So they would go and have a relationship with other people, or bring somebody into the relationship. Yeah. And this is something
that
people
also
need
know
to make
swingers
sure
that
we
go to
educate.
To a club and they go in completely different fucking directions. Have fun and meet up at the end.
And that's great because that's discussed and those boundaries are worked and that's okay. Yeah. But
Can I backtrack to my question?
Yeah.
Because I said, we get quite a lot of what we call as fab straight guys, are single men who have big neon signs on their profiles that say, we are straight.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way of policing that.
But then they come to us because they're not quite so straight, but they don't want to be putting on their profile that they're not straight, because that will diminish their possibilities.
Yeah, and we shouldn't mention it.
And we all know this is all about possibilities and your chances. So is there any way for them to message us privately so they could declare that they're not straight, but when they're filling the profile, they can still say they're straight?
Of course you can, yeah.
There is messages.
That's fine.
Yeah, you have a full chat feature where you can have up to 50 groups.
I mean, but the idea is we don't want...
I'm not diminishing my call, Dickock.
People that are not verified will now find that they will have access to new features. We don't want them to be able to message you unless they are verified.
Yeah, because it works both ways, doesn't it? Yeah,
and premium members get the creme de la creme because they will be getting a lot more for the money.
Yeah, because they're paying for it.
Message you. It's like two coffees. Do you know what I mean?
It isn't the amount that you're putting into it.
And you're showing you're verified. You pay.
Yeah, and the time it takes to do it.
Yeah, we're not going to declare what you said before we started recording, but that's a lot of money every month to be paying to make this back out.
We said before we started recording, we don't want to give away any technicalities because there are other people from other particular sites. We won't name any names, but we don't want to give anything away that can be copied and put out later.
Which is why we're not giving much away at the moment.
Yeah.
If it was down to money, we were told when we developed the app, first of all, we could be charging anything from £15.99 upwards.
Yeah.
This is a business part of the plan.
Yeah. I mean, other websites cost a lot more.
But again,
I didn't build it for that though. I mean, I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm just the same as you. I did fit when you put a lot into it. It's a lot of risk.
It can only be market price. If you put it too high,
exactly.
It won't be market price. You won't get anybody, and the cycle bot knows. It's not the price, the individual slice of the cake. You want to increase the size of the cake so you have more slices.
Are you doing pie? You know I'm not good at maths, don't you?
Yeah, no, I'm doing cake, not pie.
Oh,
I know you're good at cake.
Hungry now.
Oh, cake. I'm talking about food and stuff. I've got donuts over there.
I'm
trying to slim down for the festival. It's fine.
If it was about the money, we could have gone £6.99 and said, you know what, we need £6.99. We need to go above that, because what people don't realise, like we spoke about before the recording, is at £6.99, we have to pay iOS and Android out of that, and we also have to pay the British tax.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot out of that.
A couple of quid.
You know, this is what a lot of people need to realise is it does take, it's not just time and energy that you're sacrificing, it's a lot of financial risk. And I think what it is, a lot of the people that are coming to us are saying, well, you know, I think they're under the impression someone's going to do a run, and I'm like, no, this isn't just a business to them. This is passion. This is what they want to build, you know. And like you said, you want to keep going out, you know, travelling, and you want to go further and see more clubs, and you want to build that networking.
Under the countries. Yeah, exactly.
And you want to get a bigger community going. So I think the other problem is with certain other apps and sites, I don't think their heart is in it.
But it may have faded.
I think you either, obviously you've got to think with your head and money to a degree, but if you don't have any love or passion in it, then...
If you're doing it just for the money, it's going to fail.
Yeah, and the administration model fails at some point in regard to how you police it.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the other sites that we use a lot and we still love, so we're not slagging you off, their model for verification is volunteers from the membership, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you have to be there so long to prove that you are legit, and then they check the new members. Well, it's fine. I know it, so it's fine. Okay, we share. Our knowledge is shared.
I feel bad, like I'm an expert. I should have known that. And I didn't. No. Oh, well.
So their model is basically on the voluntary market, you know. So they still police, they still
don't
manage
they have
the app.
Are volunteers doing so?
Yes.
I remember that,
So the volunteers manage the new members and manage the administration
The
low
levels.
Well, yeah, but the site is cheap. That's why so many people have problems with the site, because it's not a perfect system.
Yeah.
It's just an affordable system.
There has been so many people try, hasn't there, really, the last 5 years, and it's.
Everyone we know who has specific problems with that site.
Yeah.
It can probably all be boiled down to. It's being administered by a lot of different people with different values.
And they're probably not communicating. Like you said, you've got a team of four of you and you're in the same room, and if something doesn't look quite right, you're going to know what I mean? You're going to collaborate and communicate and get it sorted.
And worst comes to worst, if you want to appeal it, well, you're appealing it to four people. You have more chance.
Yeah, you know, it does sound like you guys are doing so amazing.
As well. We're human. We've got lives. We've done it.
The other day, I woke up to 57 messages of random people offering different advice. You know, could we do this? It just made me smile. I was like, that's amazing.
And we take it on board. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. If somebody's so enough people say, we want this on the app, we'll do it.
Yeah. I've already said it once, but I'll say it again. The scope of people in the swinging scene is ridiculous.
It's a lot bigger than what...
If you wanted to find advice on anything, just go to a club, because you'll find something.
I think a lot of people because you can, like you said, when you go, you feel safer and you get bubbled at a club and it's your comfort zone. And I think sometimes people can do that amongst a certain group of friends. They don't realise just on the scale of how big it is. So it's nice you've got so many people coming forwards.
Do you know what I love? For me, I absolutely just love going on the app and just seeing normal photographs of people out and about doing the general day.
Men in the suits.
Or, I'm at work and do you know what? It's
that heartwarming. That even makes me smile as a male.
Yeah.
That doesn't turn me on.
No, but it's just nice. It's normal.
Yeah, it's
not just a picture of a knob.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely.
The other day, I did turn on the app and I was like, a guy in a nice smart suit. I was like, you know what? Comment on that. Top marks. Next scroll down was the same guy with his cock picture. I was like,
yeah. Well, they're going to show the cocks.
Look, we're all proud.
Men show the cocks, but you know what?
Put it in the right section. We love
seeing pictures of everyday life. We love seeing everyone's interaction, and that's what it's all about.
Jokes as well. Again, memes, jokes. You know, people get involved. Yeah. It's like a community.
Yeah, but
again,
now
I understand why you have to police it quite so heavily and have to invest in it quite so heavily, because again, you are right hard up against data protection, because you are holding personal information about people who are declaring themselves in the swinging lifestyle. And I don't know about you two, but us two, we are probably one of the few couples we know who are out and proud that we are.
You
know, the very time bomb you're holding of
that power,
somebody's second private life,
if that
exploded in there, public life,
shit
could go bad. So I understand the kind of responsibility you're holding and the level of security you feel you have to take over this stuff.
I'm glad you brought that up to me.
We have had, we've had a few issues which were resolved very quickly and sorted.
Which would be absolutely...
Which is what, you know, it's what we need. Sometimes there are, you know, at the end of the day, we're babies, aren't we, in the world. Every moment you go on. So, there was the risk. No data was breached or anything, but there was the risk of.
I think it sounds like there might be some sort of miscommunication going on and a bit of Chinese whispers.
The trouble is, if somebody gets hold of that and thinks, "Oh my God, there's a data breach," then they spread it like wildfire, and it's wrong.
What do they say? What's the saying, Paul? A lie will spread.
A lie will run around the world faster than the truth and get its boots on. Thank you for making me say that.
One thing about that, it was never a data breach.
I think
somebody was doing the white hack on you to test it was a very experienced,
very professional, clever guy who got in touch and he was working with us.
Yeah, yeah.
It just so happens that he had an issue with one of our developers who was on a holiday. And at that point in time, miscommunication, we were communicating and got a bit annoyed.
Makes sense.
It was very hard to deal with at the time, you know, we put our hearts and our mouths and everything.
Yeah.
And the first thing we did was we stopped the build of the app and got the security sorted.
Yeah, that's the first thing
we
did.
We thought we were secure. And this guy pointed out a loophole that basically we weren't secure. There was nothing taken, he wasn't malicious. He was actually a user of the app.
So nothing's happened.
No data has been breached.
No, nothing whatsoever.
It wasn't a malicious breach.
It's almost,
as you call it, friendly breach.
It's a white hat, backdoor white hat.
He's testing to see the security, not trying to get through it.
As we speak now, he's still testing.
He's still pushing
the boundaries to make sure that he can't get in.
Yeah.
That's what he does for a living. So if he can't get in, it goes over my head.
Because these are the kind of things that you learn from. And luckily, there was no breach. Everything was fine. But we learn from that, and then we can tighten the security and move forward.
The bonus with this as well is because when I first started the design of the app, I had two options. I could either go with somebody sitting in the bedroom, paid him $10,000, he would have built it. And it would have looked as cheap as nasty as a hot dog on a hot dog stand. Do you know what I mean? Just
blocky.
Or I could have gone high end.
Yeah.
And had it done, taking longer, taking more money, but looked really professional, and that's what we chose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it isn't just the fact of us four doing it. I've got a full development team. I've got a full social media team, marketing team.
Yeah.
It's not half-arsed, you know.
It's proper.
A lot's gone into it.
You know,
I think what it boils
down
to...
So you've put a big investment in this.
Yeah. Well,
it's not just time, money and time and emotion.
I did originally. Sorry.
No, you're right.
I did originally because I thought I could do it myself.
Yeah.
But my money wouldn't even touch the marketing. So,
yeah.
You know, my best mate, Adam, he invested in because he thought, you know what a good idea. And he's a businessman himself.
Yeah.
And then his dad did.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So
it's all close. They are my family as far as I'm concerned. That's, you know, so we did it properly. We spent a fortune on this.
Yeah.
And we've had the app built from scratch, not somewhat off the shelf.
I think a lot of people out there who are listening to this, I think they need to kind of understand just how expensive it is to build.
It's
frightening.
And it's not easy.
Yeah, it's all the stuff in the background you don't see.
Yeah.
We're intrigued though, one question.
Yeah.
Who's signing up more?
We're getting the real mix, aren't we? We're getting lots of couples.
As in, what's
your profiles. If we were to do like a pie, go back to pie again, haven't we?
I would say we've got more couples at the moment.
Yeah. Nice. Because it's usually predominantly more men, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I bring this back to, comparison, we say Swingathon.
Yes.
Because Swingathon
Because
Swingathon is a 4-day festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The entry tickets is quite expensive.
3-day this year.
Three-day?
Yeah,
okay, last year was 4 days.
The last 2 years was 4 days.
Okay, fine, we're not going to bitch. So, it was a 4-day festival. So, your entry tickets were sort of... in the 250, I can't remember.
Yeah.
So that the price tag scared a lot of single blokes off.
Mm.
The very fact it was 4 days meant they'd have to find excuses for 4 days. Scared quite a lot of single blokes off. So
it's a very good way to put it. That's well described.
So the festival itself was very primarily couples.
More females.
Couples with a sprinkling of single women.
Yeah.
Definitely a few trans thrown into the mix.
Yeah.
Which I was one of some of the evenings, but still.
That's another story.
You do. She does look amazing in drag.
Oh, darling. Stop blowing the smoke on my ass.
Show us.
But generally, it was very much a more... There were less single blokes than I would have expected as my experience of the lifestyle. Normally when you go to a club, normally when you go to a more public-facing event, your normal allowance is 3/4 single blokes.
Yeah.
And then the other quarter is made up of mostly couples and a few scared-looking single women.
Well, Sean Bry won't mind us talking about what happened at last Swingathon.
Yeah.
She wanted the glory hole experience of a load of guys, and she couldn't, for love of her, bless her, find any single guys. So they're all couples. So there is some downfalls to not having many single guys walking around.
Sean wanted several single blokes to go up to the middle of the arena where there were like 300 people looking at them to fuck her there.
It was a lot of pressure.
I felt that myself.
I wish people would see his face now. He's like, oh my god, the horror.
Yeah, I can imagine
that's
that.
Yeah. I think a lot of single men will be put off the app because they can't just join and just message hundreds of people. They have to verify, they have to be you know, premium members, things like that, and that's what we want. We don't want an absolute influx of people.
That's good though.
For clarity, this is not one of those hundreds of fecking apps you see on the app store where it's hi, meet local girls for sex near you. Come on, sign up for this and then pay £30 a month and you get one message. It's like, and then they're all no.
I think for me, for a lot of males on there, I feel for, because it's hard work.
Yeah.
Any swinging site is hard work for single male.
Yeah.
Also, how I want to get across to single males is, I wish when I was a single male, I would have had this platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if Nikki was on there posting a picture,
you can say hello.
That's it. Lovely closed caption.
Just like,
say,
isn't it?
What, you look beautiful tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know, there you go.
Yeah.
But then if you get that response,
it's that trying,
you get that feeling of that guy of how it is. Well, do you fancy a PM? I tell you what, forget it.
Why?
Most people, if you can comment, you know what, where you're going to, I'm going to think, I'd love to meet you.
Yeah.
And if that conversation goes on with other people, all of a sudden you get a bit of a, that guy's actually all right.
Yes, but you have to be very careful.
Why?
Because you have to keep that needle in the middle of the gauge.
You don't
want it all the way down the low end of the gauge where it's, do you fancy a fuck? You want it in the middle of the gauge where it's nice, or you don't want to be all the way 100% of the gauge where you are fucking stalking.
You want to keep the middle of the gauge. Well, the trouble is you're always going to get that
flirty,
extreme.
Don't we? You want that flirt without the smut, basically, where you can actually talk to a couple, a single female, another male.
And just have that conversation. Yeah. But you know what? That's the one thing about block things like that. People can block people. We can't get rid of all
that's got to be default.
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely. You know,
even if it just comes down to catty comments and bitching, the easy block button is always good.
Yeah, and it means that you won't cross paths with them again and have to go through the whole same process of the interaction and it blowing up again.
To be fair, as a single bloke, I used to use the block button when I got turned down.
So you want to get turned down again.
Yeah. You know, because you're sending 30, 40 messages out to get one back, you resort to the copy and paste, which we all know does no good.
It does not. Copy and paste.
It's a game of numbers, isn't it?
Yeah.
The more you send out, the more chance you're getting one back.
The reason why I turned him down for 3 months was because he'd used a small can, a Kloppenburg. It made his penis look about 3 inches big. So
again, apparently I wasn't photogenic. Now look at you, you married me.
He had his way.
Shocking at night.
We just want single men to use the platform and enjoy it, but respectfully. And I think they've got that opportunity because they can comment on pictures. And
to be fair, if you can make your platform more than just, do you want to fuck?
Yeah, because who wants that?
Then you are actually getting more from the platform by joining.
Absolutely.
You know, if you are socializing and meeting people that you have, talking to people that you have similar interests, similar mindsets, there's at least a reason to be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if there's a reason to be there, you may actually get lucky because you may not be an arsehole.
And I think the reason why this app, this new swinging website, has so much potential is because a significant part of the community are very social based.
Yeah.
Yes. I think a lot of people, especially in the vanilla world, that have no idea about it, they are convinced by this idea, bless their hearts, that we walk into a room, get butt naked, and just shag for 10 hours without drinking. Just like robots, just shag. And it's like not like that at all. And I think more of the population of swingers are actually in it for the connection.
I love that social aspect.
Yes, but do remember on occasion on a Friday night we've both felt we fancy a fuck and we've gone on an app and just gone who's near and done the check through. We've not even gone to our friends list of who we fucked before.
We're just going on who's near. But we're not really technically, me and you, we're strange because you are more in that bracket of social swinging, and I'm more in the other dire one of just wanting to have sex, and we just kind of integrate it together so we have a bit of.
It works. It works well. Yeah. I mean, anyone that knows me knows that I talk for Britain, don't I, Carl?
Yes, you do.
I talk for Britain, and he's like, just shut up.
Oh, never.
I talk and talk and talk. But you know what? I love it. I just love talking to people.
And so many people like talking to each other as well. And it is like, this is why we wanted to start the podcast originally, going back years ago. There's so many people we come across and they just have no idea what it's about.
No, they just think it's
Could you imagine how boring it would be if literally you'll just turn up, right? And for 8 hours, I don't think it's a bad time, but you want a break at some point for a cigarette or to go and have something to eat. It's,
you know what the funny...
We're not like athletes.
You know what the funniest thing I've always had when I'm talking to vanillas, or more like vanillas are talking to me?
Yeah.
So how do you get access to these clubs? How do you get onto these websites? Do you have to, prove your ID? And do you have to, send in STD confirmed forms and COVID forms?
Apparently there's some sort of nationwide database to make sure you're not HIV positive. What? You can't go on it unless you...
Oh, my
God. It's what the fuck? No. You don't be an arsehole.
These ideas of these people,
and also,
honestly.
How the hell would you police that? But yes, we'll allow you to come on. We allow you to reach the platinum gold level if you send in a nice spangly new STI test. Oh, but of course, crazy. That STI test is only valid until, basically tomorrow when you've had somebody else.
This is what I mean. There's only two clinics in the whole of the UK that technically there's not a legal binding to have proper results from. And I think, and a sad thing is, a lot of people think we're all just absolutely covered in STIs. And actually, you're more statistically more likely to get something from a...
From Tinder.
Yeah, from a vanilla dating site, because with those, people will...
be more conscientious.
Well, no, people will give the impression that they want more, so they can manipulate people more into doing bareback, whereas we're more stronger and be like, no, we're not. We're going to be strict, and if you're not prepared I guarantee there'll be another 10 awesome guys behind you waiting with a condom. Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of like...
Congratulations, we've chosen to fuck you right now. Yeah, However, probably in... a couple hours or tomorrow, we'll be fucking somebody else, and we don't really want to, you know, hand anything around. It's no good for our reputation.
Incidentally, we've got hundreds and hundreds of packets of condoms, don't we, that we take to, not for us, not for our personal use, but we take to events for everyone to enjoy. Tropical.
That's just a new baseball
bag, that is.
Marketing.
We once told a quick story. What did we do? We went to the last Swingfields. That's another festival.
We drove up from Swingfields, and I got our Buy Proper Swingers flag in the back window of the car.
I'm thinking somebody would have a look.
I'm going to get mobbed by truck drivers on the way up. It's going to be great. Not a single bugger even checked the profile. But then, you know, we pulled into the supermarket before we went, just to get the last resources and the milk and shit. And then we went down shavers and deodorant aisle. And it was like, let's just take two of these.
So I got two big
sort of 60 boxes
of condoms. And we did use one.
Yes. We just spent the whole battle fucking each other.
It's good job they have a long life.
Why think about it, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got something for you guys.
Got a surprise.
These are the first ones gone out to anybody else.
Oh, nice.
So... there's two t-shirts for you.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yay.
Goodies.
I'm just hoping I've got the sizes right for you. I did ask you, but you didn't reply. So
You didn't ask me. You asked my social secretary. Yeah. I don't reply to
that. Oh, that'll fit nicely.
Look at that.
We've got you an extra large.
Oh,
if they're not right, we have a box full of them.
It's all right. To be fair, we always have
some good products. They're nice quality, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are. They're lovely. Yeah. I wore mine to the Tesco the other day.
That fits all right, actually, to be fair.
Oh, that's nice.
You used to have a problem with this sign because it was too American. Are you changing your mind?
I don't know what it is. I feel really bad because I don't like the fact it is American and the whole... Well, it is. I did an Instagram post and I had about 5 people comment on it going, so have I got to be careful not to put my pineapple upside down in the middle of Asda in case I get somebody assuming I'm a swinger. Yeah. And I've got earrings and then
I've
some
woman...
I've got
a tattoo of pineapple on me. Does that make
like,
it evil?
She was like, I've got an upside down tattoo on my ankle. Does that mean when I go on holiday I'm going to get... So there's genuine vanilla people that just like upside down.
Yeah.
That's what my problem was. Because obviously I'm thinking, well, no, we would confirm you are one. We're not just going to grab you in the middle of Morrison's, kidnap you.
Run you off to the disabled toilet. Yeah. No, it's not going to happen like that. You're fine. Stop worrying.
Yeah, but it's almost as if we're some kind of species, and it's like, we're just normal. You know?
I mean, the pineapple comes from American gay clubs, for God's sake.
Yeah, we did some digging, and a couple of snippets of information we could find suggests that it originated in New York somewhere about 160 years ago in very well-hidden gay bars that were, of course, illegal then, so they were underground. And they would do shots where they would give gay men shots and it would make so their cum would taste better.
Yeah.
That's where it came from.
Okay. That's interesting.
That's how much we did loads of research. That's what we could find. But
because the other one is pompous grass, isn't it?
Yes.
Upside down pineapple.
I mean, it's been accepted mostly in the American scene as viable, so we kind of just have to accept it.
There are some other hosts, aren't there? DV8, for example, near us, they're the pineapple events, but they do just the hosts, don't they?
They just rent the club and go around.
Yeah, it is quite a popular symbol. Yeah. What's the correct word? Token? Is there a tosh word for it? Logo is probably the best.
Yeah, maybe.
It's becoming more and more popular, though, I think.
Yeah, it's becoming more known in the UK. Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure I'm brave enough to put the sticker in the house window.
I would be.
I know you would.
I like offending people. I find it really funny watching everyone's faces.
So you want to put the NHS rainbow and then the upside down pineapple on the front window?
Oh, that's a bit harsh. I don't know about that. Happy Pride. Face mask.
Oh, brilliant. It looks good. And actually, do you know what? It looks... You're wearing a t-shirt now, and it looks really fresh and young, and it looks modern.
But if you don't wear the t-shirts, we've got a lady on Instagram called Kink's Clothing.
Yeah, we know them.
I thought you did.
Yeah, she'll do anything.
She will do whatever.
They are amazing. But they're coming as well to Swingathon. There are so many people
tonight,
that are
actually.
Coming.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
You need some clothing tonight, aren't they?
Yeah. I think it's
a good crack.
I think we've pretty much covered everything.
Was there anything else in my notes that we drove on the way up that I've forgotten?
Believe it or not, we've just naturally covered all of them.
It's almost as if I was controlling
the conversation. That's the reason why we like podcasts. You don't even need usually the people that you're interviewing will just naturally go through.
The notes are just for us to talk about in the car before
and like,
we get
like
it.
You said, you haven't even looked at this, have you?
The first thing you said
was, look, LGBT friendly. Look.
Yeah.
Great representation of all different diverse backgrounds. Yeah. That was.
We want everybody. It's literally, I want it as a community.
And do you know what? It's amazing as well how many questions we get of people or how many things on social media where women and men are frightened to go to clubs or be in the lifestyle because they're of a certain size.
Yeah.
And I am, I'm
idolized. We try saying that. Look, there's big, beautiful women, there's actual knights. Men, for bigger women, and there's guys that go there that are fans.
They can't get them, and they think,
believe me, I'd get insecure. It's not
Do you remember the comment we got of somebody after the first Swingathon? There was a bloke said a comment that was really epically bitchy because he'd seen all the pictures coming up for the Swingathon, and I'm not saying they weren't, because there were some real fucking magazine-level hotties there.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere completely
different. Yeah.
Are you talking about the VA?
No. Possibly the VA.
I think you're talking more VA, but yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember him making it. He used the pun of Swingathon and did something, Mink-a-thon. Because he was obviously bitchy that he didn't go, and he was look at some of them. Some of them look like, dude, you really got to get your head out of your ass. Everyone is different. Everyone's beautiful.
When I was a unicorn, I was a unicorn for 9 years, and I found that skinnier women are more photogenic, and they're more like idolized, but they don't feel as good.
Yeah.
No.
You're banging on hip bones. Yeah. You find that women are much better with a bit of meat on them, and I think sadly society is brainwashing generation after generation. If you're not a stick, if you're not a stick, then you're not going to be wanted. You're not this, and it's if only people in that part of the world, the vanilla world, knew. There's someone for everyone in the scene.
But
equally, I think half of the dress-up culture.
Yeah.
Is put on by the girls it's your armour. I've seen you get dressed up for a night out, and you don't feel confident unless you're wearing your armour and you're looking fucking, and you think yourself
and you have armor,
are looking gorgeous.
Then some people have makeup as their armour, don't they?
But honestly,
it all depends on the person.
I realise
this
is a super gay statement, but I think you're fucking beautiful all the time.
Oh, Paul, don't say gay, please. Oh,
that's so lovely.
I had a non-stop TikTok
rant
thing the last 2 days because apparently I've been homophobic because I'm referring to things as gay. Even though we took that back early 2000s, there's still old generational people saying that that's
insulting.
All words go through evolutions, don't they? Well, we're not being homophobic. I thought, he's practically gay. How am I being homophobic?
You can't win.
I think some people just want to be offended.
Yeah.
And they take almost pleasure in being offended because it distracts them.
I'm gay, so I can say it.
What they're dealing with, yeah.
Aren't they called attention seekers?
Yes.
To be fair.
Or, in this case, rage farmers.
Yes, rage farming. Well done, Paul. You get people, you get people that just do videos and that. That's, I'm a rage farmer, though.
I know, occasionally.
Yeah, I don't
know. People just want that bit of trouble, don't they?
It's not worth it. We're not into that. We're just us, happy-go-lucky, normal, swingers next door. love the lifestyle,
and hopefully
for everybody else too.
Hopefully it's going to get even bigger, the app, and this episode would have put some people's minds at rest.
Yeah,
which
is normal. I've had quite a few questions, which you've all covered, you know, quite openly and honest. Yeah. I don't think there's any concern on our end.
People do want to ask any questions. We're always straight available to you.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
There's all walks of life.
There is, that's true.
It's whatever works.
So generally the purpose of the app, you feel, is targeted for the middle of the road swingers. I think we would all describe as us.
I would say normal swingers.
Yeah, every walk of life.
Yeah, what I'm saying is the umbrella of swinging covers quite a lot of subjects. Yeah. You get the kink end down there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of kinksters in it, a lot of BDSM, a lot of dominance on the app, which I'm quite impressed.
There's room for them.
Yeah, because you were saying there's 30 different kinks and different sexualities.
Kinks I've never even heard of.
And I'll tell you what, I would find them most weeks. I would prefer an app where there is average people, normal people, than people who just want to ponce around in very expensive lingerie.
Look at what I am, Titanic.
And I mean, that's beautiful, but I just don't feel... I feel like we've moved on from Titanic.
Yeah, and is it justified to pay the monthly fee to remove all the time wasters? Yeah. I kind of think it is.
It is, absolutely.
And don't forget, at the moment, it's $6.99, but we're only at the beginning of the journey. There's so much to come. It's so exciting.
And it is.
And we're not going to actually tell you what's coming out because
there's people that
section alone is just going to be amazing for clubs, for individuals, for couples.
There's so much with it, and do you know what's exciting, those people that have stuck with us from the beginning, they will absolutely embrace it and love it, and that gets me excited.
It's amazing.
I can't help but draw comparisons between your app, your site, and another site. The functions of, let's say, club nights, you know, advertising that you're hosting or there is a certain thing at somewhere. There'll be a facility.
That'll be coming, won't there?
That's possibly in the thing. Yeah. The idea with the club nights is going to be basically with the events. So if you guys were to put up a night, we're going to Penthouse Playroom, blah, blah, blah. At the moment, as we stand, you can only comment on it.
Right.
In the very near future, you have your hashtags and you will have your ats.
So you could add us into the conversation.
And all of a sudden, we at our friends, and all of a sudden you go from two people to like 400 people. Everybody talking that same post.
It's going to be big.
That will change it. We just haven't got to that point yet.
And it is, fundamentally, it is an app that's for swingers. It's built for swingers, isn't it?
If you think, this by now will suit X, Y, and Z, you'll be able to add them people, isn't it?
And then they will say,
we've got 60 people that we want to add to it.
It'd be proper networking. The only thing you can do with other sites is forums. So that's going to be good.
Because at current, if I just visually look at it, it looks a bit like a Facebook feed.
But
it's going to get Twitter thrown at it, it's going to get Instagram thrown at it, it's going to get all the extra bells and whistles.
And those people that are saying, you know, I'm not paying for this and whatever, they have no idea what's coming. So I just think, you know what?
Yeah.
So the big thing as well, people think when they download the app, it's going to be this slutty, sleazy, horrible thing. It's actually fresh, it's funky, it's in your face.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you smile.
And it's nice to see real people, isn't it?
On the public feed, I want you to be able to sit in a restaurant and by right, be able to scroll through and you would see nothing on it. If you want to see the X-rated or the inner circle, you can then swipe over and go on to that.
I don't know, the amount of times I've been in clubs and pubs and restaurants, and I've caught that sly look of the yellow screen.
No, there's something nice about that.
But we just want everyone to try it. It's getting there.
Right.
We just can't thank everyone enough.
I think we need to get our fucking drag rope
on. Yeah, you've got to set up the penthouse.
But
it was an absolute pleasure doing this.
We'll see you guys later.
We popped your podcast cherry.
You have.
That was so nicely fun.
I love it. Let's do it more.
Yeah, no, because there'll be so many people listening and embracing your voices and feeling so much better.
Good.
Because you can sense the passion in you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that genuine, that realness, do you know what I mean? Yes. Right.
Thank you. Later, guys. Ta-ra. Right.
You made it all the way through. Well done.
Yeah, and you're still here. And we thought, just as the poncy fun intro that comes in at the end, we just thought we'd leave you with a very lovely message of happy pride.
Yep. Regardless who you are or who you're with.
Yep.
We love you.
Yeah, and honestly, the rest of the world may be having a little bit of conflict, as it were, about certain rights. But hopefully the UK will stay diverse and beautiful in all of its colours. So happy Pride, guys.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the UK's Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We know we enjoyed making it.
If you're already on the scene, we hope you enjoyed it. If you're new to the scene, we hope we helped you. And if you're just merely being nosy and just listening, we hope we helped to whet that appetite of yours.
We hope we didn't cause any offence to anybody listening. And remember, we're just doing this for fun. If you want to contact us, contact our website. You'll find it wherever you found this podcast. So it's goodbye from Paul.
And it's goodbye from Charlotte.
We hope to see you again on the next UK
Swinging
Lifestyle
Podcast.